All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Because we're on digital platforms, you can freely share this, and we really need to reach out to the great unwashed, the people that are ignorant, not knowledgeable like you, but we need to make them knowledgeable like we are, so we can grow our numbers, because if we don't, we're going to be consumed by the communism that's infecting our country. So please share. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, did you see the gentleman from the president of the Black Farmers Association came out today and said, we're giving China our taxpayer money so they can buy up our farmland. Can I say storable food enough times? We've told you over and over and over, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on with our food supply. Please don't get caught up to where you'll have to be in the streets or begging in Biden's breadline. And you know how that goes. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com for restaurant quality food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories per day, 25-year shelf life. And they have $200 off special, the three-month emergency kit. And people say, Dave, I better get 2 years worth. Well, then order them in three-month increments. You'll have the savings all the way through. Go to foodwithdave.com. Also, too, I have to warn you, and I really have to warn you, CBDC is a hop, skip, and away. I mean, right now, we have AI taking over seemingly everything. CBDC is an outgrowth of that. You need to get your money out of the bank. Dodd-Frank says they'll take it. It's a law. They can take it. It's legal. Well, it's not legal, but they're going to do it. So what can you do? Get your money the hell out of the bank. Back up your accounts. Back up your retirement with gold and silver. And Noble Gold can do that for you. They've done it for me. I'm a customer. Now, I have to give you this disclaimer. The FTC says that all investments are inherently risky, and past performance is no guarantee of future performance. I'll just keep reminding you, I'm advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years. I've been a customer for five. I trust them. I put my money where my mouth is. And if you're wise, you'll get the hell out of your bank except for operating capital, and you'll do the same thing. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and I will send you a free information packet. DaveHodgesGold.com. And one final thing, Mike Lindell is back on the circuit going after voter fraud. Good for Mike. He's got great products. He makes them available to our audience for double and triple off. That's right, 2-for-1, 3-for-1, great reductions in prices. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. MyPillow.com/Hodges. I can say this right, /Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Okay, that takes care of our advertising for this particular show. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. He's Doug Thornton, and he has a great show called American Vindicta. I'm Dave Hodges, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show, and together we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to talk about things tonight that go bump in the night. I've been fascinated by UFOs since I was a kid, and I don't really know what it is. It could be a demonic deception. I don't know. It could be the real thing. It could be made up bullcrap by the government designed to put us under one world government out of fear. I really don't know what it is, but we're going to investigate it tonight. Doug has come across some information that is really, really interesting. This is not going to be your typical UFO report, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Doug, congratulations on this great find today. I'm envious, but good job finding this information out.
Well, I got buddies of mine that are in the industry, former State Department and others, who have been messaging me all day saying, Doug, are you watching what's going on? And sending me various articles. And everybody's kind of the same mindset, Dave. You know, is this a psyop that we're being fed?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what I immediately go to. What's the government lying to me about now? You lied to me about Roswell for 30 years, and then you come out and say, yeah, it really did happen with the ATIP program. So without further ado, let's listen to a 56-second clip about the UFO whistleblower and him speaking out.
Tonight only on News Nation, bombshell claims from a military whistleblower published this morning alleging a secret UFO retrieval program within the U.S. government.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft, if you will. It's probably not the right parlance, but no kidding, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
Right, pique your interest, too.
Okay, so that is David Charles Grush. I believe I'm saying his last name right. 36 years old. He's a former United States Air Force intelligence officer. So right away, my question mark goes up on whether or not I can trust the guy. Let me just tell you about some of the problems I have automatically. All right, so this guy comes out with information that was so top secret, Dave, that during Operation Blue Book or Project Blue Book, we lied for 30 years about any known affiliations with UFOs and aliens. We lied. We stole. We threatened. And in one instance, intimidated, harassed, and even killed American citizens over their knowledge, personal or otherwise, of UFO activity. This had to do with Roswell. So when the Air Force does this 30-year campaign over whether or not UFOs are real, and then in 1994, they come out and they say, oh, hey, by the way, this is all declassified now. There is no there. There never was any real UFOs or links to aliens. We only saw like 1,000 anomalous reports that we can't explain, and it is what it is. And then 20 years later, the ATIP program is created, and then it gets exposed, oh, by the way, on Tucker Carlson, right? Of all places. Yes. The guy comes out and he says, oh, by the way, Mr. Top Secret guy, I'm about to tell you stuff that could get me thrown in prison.
Is that Luis Elizondo?
When you talk about classified material, okay, and you are not authorized to talk about it, you are going to go to prison. You are going to be in trouble. The federal government is going to come and have a conversation with you. You can't do that. So if you do come out on the biggest network platform with the biggest name of all mainstream media, and you say, I'm going to tell you about classified material, well, you're about to feed me a line of horse shit, because everything that you're about to say was approved by the lawyers and is declassified and is approved by the chain of command, approved by the White House. It was vetted by Langley, and then you decided who to reach out, and these are what you can talk about, and this redacted stuff you can't talk about, so we don't get the truth. This is one of the things that pisses Tim Alberino off. We don't get the actual truth. They tell us what they want to tell us, and I don't trust this guy. I don't trust this guy. He's another intel guy. Regardless of whether or not he worked on the UAP task force or not, they have proven themselves liars. So before we get into the article, you've read it, okay? And I'll read the article and we can talk about it. But before we get in there, what is it? Just reading the guy, listen to what he just said, the tone of his voice, how uptick he was. He didn't sound nervous, did he?
No.
He didn't sound like the men in black are going to come and pay me a visit and I'll wind up with two broken legs or concrete shoes thrown off a pier in New Jersey, right? He didn't have any of those. Mr. Happy-go-lucky. All right, I have problems with this. Here's another thing I'm going to have a problem with, and you're going to see it as we read it. Dave, they mentioned non-human origin. All right? And then they say species. As a my good friend Chad, former State Department Bubba, says that words mean things, okay? So when you have a play on words, like non-human, why don't you just say entity after it? Why don't you just come out and say alien? Why don't you, if it's a species, Dave, why don't you say the species? If we are making contacts with these creatures, then say it. Why do you think they use these words? So before we get into all this, because I'm super heated about this, I hate being lied to by my government who lies to me every single day, right? But when it's like UFO stuff and everybody in the world is interested, like, we know it. There's aliens. There's UFOs. Who cares? Stop lying to us. Or is there something else? And that's why you're angled of the whole
West. Doug, you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up some. Doug, you're breaking up.
Or just
Doug, can you hear me? Doug, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
So are you.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. This goes right along with the electronic interference I've been getting. Okay. I hear what you're saying. I don't believe it either. Air Force intel, that's all I need to know. Okay. It's as bad as the CIA. Oftentimes it overlaps. So I don't believe this guy. And I'm going to give you something else to throw into the mix here. For the past several months, Voyager 1 allegedly has been sending signals back to Earth of non-human origin, things it's not programmed to do, in communication bits that are not known to be of this Earth. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but
yeah, I'm following that.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I don't know if it's true. It could be all part of the great deception. Even the elect will be fooled, so the Bible says, in the end days. I think it's possible, too, that this is a concocted set of BS designed to make us be afraid, so we'll capitulate to a world government that will ostensibly defend us from the aliens. I don't know what to think. I tend to think my latter statement is the accurate one. What do you think?
Once again, words mean things. If it's aliens, just come out and say it's aliens. You know what would happen, all right? If Christopher Wray comes out, the head of the FBI, and says, we have now found evidence that Donald Trump did not collude with Russia. Do you know what would happen? Everybody and their mother would go, well, duh, who cares? Why is that even news? And it'll almost be the same thing when NASA or the NSA or whoever comes out, so whatever, you know, OGA comes out and says, we have found proof of alien life. You know what's so funny about that is we have been seeing that for like 50 years from magazines, video games, movies. Every what, 5 years, there's a new astrophysicist who has a new theory and blah, blah, blah. David Icke and the reptilians on the moon. And look, we get fed this so much that, you know what's happened is we're desensitized.
That's true.
We're desensitized to it. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Dave. Okay. Let's go the opposite route, because they didn't say alien, did they? They said non-human origin. So let's say intelligence officials say U.S. has retrieved craft of angel origin. Would that change everything? If you say non-human origin, you give no proof to God. Right? You give proof to the scientists and their theories. But if it is a fallen entity, they'll never come right out and say it.
So you mean it's demonic? That's what you're saying here?
Well, think about this. If I were to come onto a podium and I said, the intelligence officials say that the United States has retrieved craft of demonic origin, from a U.S. intelligence official. Immediately, everybody goes, where's a Bible? I got to start reading. Might have a few saved even the next day. But if I say intelligence officials say U.S. has retrieved craft of non-human origin, then everyone goes, well, what's non-human? Everything that's not human. So the sky's the limit. And this is typical government doublespeak, man. I dealt with it. I dealt with it for 15 years in the government and how they confound things. Like, we're not going to tell you it's a lie. We're going to tell you it's a truth, because a truth is an opinionated form of what I believe something factual is. But facts is facts. Like, a rock is a rock. That's facts. A rock can't say, I feel like being a tree today. Okay? That's factual. That's science. Like how a man can't become a woman and a woman can't become a man. Those are facts. But truth, this is something that these people, air quotes, these people, always try to trick you into believing. And they'll bring out 100 scientists, and then the only person they'll bring out that has any form of religion around them will most likely be a Catholic, be a priest, and most likely that Catholic priest will be a scientist, and most likely that scientist who's a Catholic priest will belong to some sort of a society in the Vatican, and that guy will then talk to you about aliens. And they say, maybe God did make aliens. But they won't get a Bible-believing Christian to come out and interview them, because they'll challenge it. That's why we get fed these lies.
Well, wouldn't you challenge it, Doug? I don't believe a word they say.
No. No. After January 6th, who can believe any of these people? All right, look, let's get into the article. I'm going to read, and then question at any moment that you want.
All right.
Okay. A former intelligence official turned whistleblower has given Congress. Right off the bat, what happened to the last four whistleblowers that reported to Congress?
They're homeless.
Yeah, the FBI said they said that the FBI, whom they worked for, destroyed their lives and is coming after them. Okay, so there's our whistleblowers. You have two kinds of whistleblowers, approved and not approved whistleblowers. This is a approved whistleblower. So, a former intelligence official turned whistleblower has given Congress and the intelligence community inspector general extensive classified information about deeply covert programs that he says possesses retrieved intact and partially intact craft of non-human origin. So right off the bat, I'm going to say BS. I have problems, because if this guy is a whistleblower and he has confidential or classified or top secret for your eyes only documentation, I know, because I've handled all these types of documentations before. And he has that in his personal possession and then goes to bring it to Congress without any approval from his higher-ups. Do you know what's going to happen to this guy? Most likely in flux? Suspended. Suspended without pay, without leave, or he's put on the street without pay. Clearance is yanked. Most likely his ability to come inside a building, his CAC card will be pulled, and he'll have to be escorted everywhere by a supervisor if he's even allowed around a computer. And we're going to believe this guy just walked right out of whatever clandestine, top secret place, skiff, or whatever that he worked at with covert programs of retrieved, intact, and partially intact craft of non-human origin. Bob Lazar was almost killed for his story. Bob Lazar's life was ruined from the 80s and on when he came out with his knowledge of what was going on at Site 4. Try to go to Area 51 and start taking pictures
not going to happen.
But this guy can. This guy? Captain America over here.
Let me destroy the myth right here, because I agree with what you're saying. If I were in intelligence, and think about this, Doug, if you were in intelligence and you said the public has a right to know, I've got to get this out, he wouldn't be the one saying it. He would have a stooge do it for him.
Yeah, that's what whistleblower means, anonymity. Whistleblower means anonymous. When you go onto any government website, like for DHS.com, up in the right-hand corner, there's a direct button for you to click on for whistleblowing. And it's all completely anonymous.
No, it isn't.
Well, but that's the way it is wrote out.
That's what they say, but it's not anonymous. Well, they have your IP address when you go on there.
This is correct. Anything can be tracked. But even from there, once you do a whistleblower act and you do happen to send anything to IG, you end up getting involved in the investigation one way or the other. So there really is no whistleblowing. But there's supposed to be a protection. And we now have found that that's invalid, too. So let's go on to the next paragraph.
Before you go on, refresh my memory. Where was this published at?
TheDebrief.org.
Never even heard of them.
Neither have I.
Right?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Other intelligence officials, both active and retired, with knowledge of these programs, through their work in various agencies, have independently provided similar corroborating information both on and off the record. Okay, so right off the bat, other intelligence officials who should not be speaking to anyone in the media, especially if you're active, if you're retired, you're taking that risk, with knowledge of these programs. We're not talking about like, hey, I know about, retirement plans, or I know about, government saving plans. I know how to do a blueprint of, some sort of architecture stuff for a federal building. I mean, even there, you can get screwed really hard with GSA. But, we're not talking about something benign. This guy has in his possession materials so clandestine and classified that it is of such high value to the public that you cannot find Discovery Channel, History Channel, Travel Channel, you name it, National Geographic. One of those shows every week has a UFO special. Or sometimes every day. Skinwalker Ranch, the UFO files, you name it. And it's always hearsay, and it's always 20 different experts talking about, 1 minute worth of a case. But this guy comes out, and then his buddies come out and say, oh, yeah, off the record, which is really on the record because I'm talking to you, everything he said is factual. I feel like I'm being set up. That's what I feel like. I feel like we're all being set up.
What do you think the purpose is of the setup?
Look, people will talk about Bluebeam all the time. I've gone over Operation Bluebeam, Project Bluebeam. It is real, and then it's not real. And it depends on which direction you go. Okay? But there has been this innate mission for the federal government, maybe for the UN, maybe for the NWO, who cares, to convince us all that there is an external outside threat to the human race, something that we can all align together, drop our petty differences, and fight, right? Ronald Reagan said it. Yeah. George Herbert Walker Bush said it. Okay? So we know that's an agenda. But why not do it 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Why do it now?
Because they weren't close enough to a world government 40 years ago. That's why.
Maybe the technology holographically wasn't there.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
No? I don't know. The whistleblower David Charles Grush, 36, a decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan. That right there, that's a big loaded speech because he was an intel officer in combat and he was in the Air Force.
That's not true.
Hey, look, hold on. I'm not going to say the guy didn't go out and do anything. But for anyone else in the military, especially grunts, how many intel officers that were captains were walking right next to you on patrol? I'm going to leave it at that. He is a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA. So there's an intelligence agency twice now, okay? And the National Reconnaissance Office. So there's three times he's an intel officer. He served as the reconnaissance office's representative to the United Aerial Phenomenon Task Force from 2019 to 2021. From late 2021 to July 2022, he was the NGA's, what was that? The NGA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's co-lead for the UAP analysis and its representative to the task force. The task force was established to investigate what were once called, this is all fluff and filler. If you've ever wrote articles right now, okay, this is fluff and filler. The task force was established to investigate what were once called UFOs and are now called UAPs. The task force was led by the Department of the Navy under the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security. It has since been reorganized and expanded into the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office to include investigations of objects operating underwater, and that's called a USO. All right, that's all fluff. Grush, this guy, the intel officer, said that the recoveries of partial fragments through and up to intact vehicles have been made for decades through the present day by the government, its allies, and defense contractors. Analysis has determined that the objects retrieved are of, quote, exotic origin, non-human intelligence, whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin, based on the vehicle morphologies, that's a big loaded word, right? And material science testing and the possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. Okay. If I need to repeat it, I'll repeat it. If you want me to go line by line and break it down.
I got it. But I think it's real, Doug, it's real clear. It's just you're turning up the odor of this BS.
I really hate this. I really do. I hate being lied to. Just tell me if it's an alien. That's all I care about. Why do we got to go through all this? Why do I need to walk through the mud? Tell me there's a puddle with mud in it. Don't make me walk through it. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I think what they're saying is if it's a woman, they would say it's someone with an XX chromosome, but they won't call it a woman.
No, it's a birthing person.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't want to lose control here, but that was funny. I wonder if these aliens are birthing. Of course, they came down in Genesis 6 and impregnated a lot of Earth women. So anyway, that's kind of what I think this is. This is the great deception. This is just part of the great deception. This is to raise the fear level so government will protect you. My father told me about Project Bluebeam in 1985. So this is nothing new. But you're right. Air Force, Intel, Second Intel. Right. Why is this guy walking around free? You asked the question. I mean, it's... This is all garbage, but here's the thing. It's not a wasted story, though. I want to make sure that people know this. We're not covering a wasted story. There's a reason why they're doing this.
This is so bold. This is so bold to just come right out and say what you said. All right. Look, when this guy, and once again, words mean things, okay? You think this guy who's an intelligence officer, that means he's got a college degree. Okay, he was a captain. He's been in three different levels of intelligence. Handled classified material. Probably knows how to read a dictionary or a thesaurus and could give me descriptive words. Right, Dave? Give me descriptive words. Okay, what is an object? Okay, investigator, this is when I get frustrated. All right, if I'm talking to a criminal and I say, did you did you break into the car? And he says, well, I opened an object. Okay, jerk off. Look, tell me the truth. Objects means, was it flying? Was it a plane? Did it have wings? Was it one of the orbs? Use descriptive wording. But instead, this is carefully canned speech. Listen to this words, Dave. Break this down for me. Use your psychological skills that you have and tell me I'm not crazy, okay? I'm gonna read this to you and tell me why I should not be upset at this sentence. From this intelligence officer whistleblower, analysis has determined that the objects retrieved are of, quote, exotic origin, non-human intelligence, whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin. Okay, so in my mind, I say, as if I'm writing this down, okay, I'm the investigator, I'm interviewing this guy, of exotic origin. Okay, was this like one of those Hunter Biden exotic origins? Or is it like exotic origin because it's something you've never seen before? Is it an exotic origin because it's not from this planet? If it's not from the planet, just say it's not of terrestrial origin. Non-human intelligence? What is it, an AI? Is it a robot? Whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin. Don't give me a whether or. Tell me. You're the expert. You've touched this. You have partial and intact. Is it extraterrestrial or is it just unknown?
It's nothing. It's made up bullcrap designed to deceive the public.
Yes, that's why I'm so upset about it. Like, say what you mean, right? Hey, Dave, tell me what you make of this. A vehicle morphology.
A vehicle morphology. I don't understand.
Based on the vehicle morphologies and material science testing and the possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. Like, you couldn't be more shady when you talk to me. Someone bring out Bill Nye, the science guy, and break this down Barney style. Tell me what morphology means, Dave. Is it a Mr. Potato Head plane? You can put the arm where the nose goes.
Okay, we don't want to do a rendition of Comedy Central here, but I would say this. Morphology, the word morph, means to change, and ology is the study of. So when they say morphology, I don't know that there is such a term, but I've never heard it before. But morphology would be the study of things that change. So are they saying these are shape-shifting reptilians? I don't know. But it sounds like they're trying to invent their own terminology to try to add mystery and flair to what they're doing.
Thank you.
This is so badly done. Doug, I got to be honest with you. You told me to read this. Let me tell you my first reaction. I thought, I think Doug had a couple of beers if he's taking this seriously. That was my first reaction.
Well, for one thing, I don't drink, praise Jesus. But I read this. It's the reason why I sent it to you.
I know. Okay. Let me cut through the crap. Okay. First of all, it's a distraction.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. That's one thing it accomplishes. The other thing is that people will have anticipation and hope and, gee, what's happening? Meanwhile, your economy's falling apart, your First Amendment's being stolen, and they're coming after your guns. Okay, and we're barely to get our butts kicked by Russia and China. So this serves a lot of purposes here. And there are people that are going to run with this. I could go on LinkedIn tomorrow and find the UFO community, and they'll be going nuts over this. See? Now, let me say this too. This is one thing that's missing in this report. History shows that when an inferior culture is encountered by a superior culture, the superior culture either assimilates the inferior culture or it destroys it. And so when you see this mealy-mouthed report, okay, of non-human origin, okay, if this were really true, this is a big deal. In fact, I'm going to project forward, okay? I'm going to make a bit of a prediction here. I suspect the next thing that they're going to do of a major nature was they'll reenact the 1953 movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and they'll have AI play an alien. It'll land on a ship on the White House lawn, and they'll come out and say, we're here, we're taking over before you destroy your own planet. And that's maybe how they usher in climate change, AI, and all the other crap. And that begins when they usher in AI, when they usher in CBDC, that's the beginning of the extermination of most of the human race because they don't need you. When AI comes in, they could do universal basic income and just keep people alive. Just go on vacation. We'll pay you anyway. I don't think that's likely. What they'll do is they'll find a way to get rid of the excess. Remember, these people are Fabian socialism. And Fabian socialism says, if you're not producing more than you're taking, then you deserve to be done away with. That's Fabian socialism. And that's who these people are. So I think they're going to usher this in with a fake encounter. And it'll take direction. Climate change will be reinforced. And if I were to write a scenario into this, that's what it would be.
And every alien's a transsexual. Well, I don't know, man. I get so upset reading this material science testing. You know what that means to me in my mind? You walked up to something and you scratched it with like your pocket knife and you went, hey, look, I scratched the alien metal. Material science testing. And everyone's like, good job, Frank. Great. Everyone, you know, clap for that guy. And then they say possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. Like, stop speaking in rhymes. Okay, let's move on. Here's where this gets even more interesting. In filing his complaint, Grush is represented by a lawyer who served as the original Intelligence Community Inspector General. Inside job, immediately. Quote from Grush, we are not talking about prosaic origins or identities. The material includes intact and partially intact vehicles. In accordance with protocols, Grush provided the Defense Office of Pre-Publication and Security Review at the Department of Defense with the information he intended to disclose to us. His on-the-record statements were all, quote, cleared up for open publication on April 4th and 6th of 2023. So, this one random guy says, you know what? By golly, the American people deserve to know about vehicle morphologies, material science, and possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures of objects retrieved that I'm not going to actually properly disclose to you, but this is what I think they should know. Okay? Because in real life, all right, in real life, if I was the declassification officer and, you know, Private Schmuckatelli over here walks over and says, hey, excuse me, sir, I'd like to declassify classified materials to the world about top secret projects that you've denied for 60 years exist. And by the way, we've threatened to kill people and, oops, have killed people over. What do you think, boss? Mm. You know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Dave, take this SOB out to the back and whoop him with a garden hose until he understands what he just asked me.
Oh, see, the fact that who'd they bring in, the Office of Budget Management? What was that one organization you mentioned?
Office of Budget Management? Might as well be.
I mean, they keep throwing labels of institutions at us to try to increase the credibility of their BS. This is not the way whistleblowing works. You don't go through official channels. When Daniel Ellsberg did the Pentagon Papers, it was Daniel Ellsberg that got the papers. He distributed them so they couldn't shut him up, so he had a kill switch, and then he came forward with it. Okay, so the bottom line is, is that this is not the way the whistleblowers
work. When Edward Snowden came up with all this, he had to flee to Russia. You know, a private, what's his name, who now thinks he's a woman after a sex change, he got put in Leavenworth. Look what happened to the guy with WikiLeaks. They're still trying to kill him and extradite him. Why does this guy, who, and all these entities, by the way, that we just talked about, you know, Snowden, Chelsea Manning, whatever Private Manning's original name is, Chode Manning, I don't know his name. And then who's the guy from WikiLeaks? What's his name?
Oh, God, I just jumped out of my head.
Anyway, so you have these three guys.
Out of sight, out of mind, yeah.
Yeah, you have these three guys all had real life consequences. And all they did was say, hey, we have a document title file mentioning UFOs. Never did they say, we have the pictures and proof of the investigations and the material handling of UFOs intact and not completely intact. Oh, and by the way, we know origins. Like, these guys all almost died for this information. Bits and pieces of it. But this guy has the whole thing.
Okay. Let's go to Bob Lazar.
Okay.
Okay. Bob Lazar was specific. S4. This is what I saw. He gave detailed descriptions.
Yep.
He said not of this earth. He was very specific. That's the difference between a real report and a nonsense report.
Yeah, remember...
Doug, let's get off the fakery. We know it's fake. What's the purpose?
Well, I mean, you got to entertain the useless eaters, right?
Okay, besides distraction, is there another purpose?
There's always multiple purposes. There's always a primary, secondary, tertiary purpose for anything that the government does, right? There's always ways that, especially with intelligence, counterintelligence, that you can manipulate, monitor and observe people's reactions, and then you create data off of it. So right now, this is a data collection point. How many people like you and I are going to be talking about this? How quickly does it make mainstream news? It's already
killed it. Right? We've killed it. Listen, yeah. Anyone that hears this report is going to say, BS, don't listen to it. I didn't believe Luis Elizondo. I thought Tucker was taken in.
Well, here's the thing. How do you validate any of it? How do you validate Luis Elizondo? You take his word for it. Okay,
no, part of the Pentagon.
The guy that's paid to lie to all of us. Yeah, the guy that's paid to lie to us. We take his word.
Yeah. Forget the lie I told you last week. I'm not lying to you now.
Well, hey, you know what no one has heard of recently? Train derailments. You know what else no one has heard of recently?
Well, wait a minute. There was one in Minnesota last weekend.
That's right. How many terrorists have crossed the border lately?
I don't know. How many millions? I don't know.
Yeah. How long until the economic system completely collapses in America and everything goes to the beast system, digital currency? None of you know about that. But tomorrow,
everybody will know about this. I want to ask you that question along these lines. You and I talked about this off air before, but I don't believe the story. I'm looking at the reason behind the story, but supposedly in June we're looking for a complete shutdown. People will be locked in their homes, total martial law, Chinese lockdown, and we'll switch currencies at that time, and your debts will be forgiven. You've heard the BS. Okay, why are these stories floating out there?
I don't know. It makes me think, what can cause panic on a national scale that people automatically start bank withdrawals? Because you know one thing that's being predicted right now, I think it's going to start occurring next week, maybe this week, or next week, is a big slide in commercial property. Losing equity in commercial property, and commercial property is going to start collapsing.
Well, retail's dead, so that makes sense.
And then it's going to be residential. Right? People are already selling cars and getting rid of car loans. So they're economically, the ground is unstable. And I think the progress going forward, World War III is going to occur. Civil War is going to occur. Okay. Somewhere between A, Civil War occurring, B, World War III occurring, C, the election being stolen, and we all go onto the beast system, the digital dollar. What is going to happen in between all these different points of references? And what occurs after digital currency? Like, what can drive everybody into the same corner? What can flush everyone into the same area?
Food. Lack of food.
What about a mile-wide aircraft in the sky?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what I come down to. I had this discussion today with one of my sources. Would a UFO move the populace before lack of food? I say no. Food trumps everything.
Yes, yeah, but like a snowball falling down a hill, it collects matter.
Okay,
and gains momentum.
Yeah. Okay, I hear where you're going with this. They overlap. I agree with that. But I will tell you this: I haven't eaten in 3 days. But gee, let's go out and look at the UFO, honey.
Well, you're going to have, for one thing, what a ripe time in American history to introduce UFOs as a savior, right? We have forgotten our first love, which is Jesus. And America has become completely morally, spiritually desolate, besides the individuals who carry on in the name of Christ. So because of that, we are susceptible to anything. We're susceptible not only to God's wrath, but to the wrath of Satan. And anything in between can happen. I would not put it past the dragon to have some sort of a, I don't know, fake UFO thing, right? And then you have other experts like Timothy Alberino who'll say, no, that is correct, but it's incorrect because there also are aliens. And because of, you know, these meetings with Eisenhower and the aliens and these meetings with whoever and the aliens and all this stuff from the abductions, like you have so much evidence to say that there is extraterrestrial life. And then the Catholic Church will come out and say there is extraterrestrial life. That's the binocular telescope, Lucifer. We've been monitoring them, and now here they are. If you and I, you know, let's say, what's today? It is 12:44 in the morning, Central Time, Tuesday, June 6th. Let's say we release this tomorrow, June 7th, okay? And what ends up happening is that June 8th, you wake up, and the first thing that's on Fox News, fake news, the first thing that's shown up there is announcement from the President of the United States of America. And then here comes Joe Biden. Fellow American citizens, we now have proof of extraterrestrial life. We can no longer hide it. It was for your own benefit that you couldn't know about it, so that we wouldn't cause, what's the word? Panic. Panic. Now, you may not think people will panic, but people panicked over COVID-19. People panicked over Y2K. People panicked over 9/11. We have proven throughout history that we will panic should we be pushed and prodded by the government, by the media enough. And now everyone has access to anything, so it's not like you're not going to know about this, right? Even the cannibals in the Congo will end up finding out about this. So because of the technology, I think this ability to get the fake alien invasion stuff, because Dave, you've talked about it for years about a fake alien invasion. And then the governments of the world, especially the New World Order, being able to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what do these people always say? Don't let a good crisis go to what? waste.
Yeah, I hear you. This is total setup, and I'm glad we alerted the public to it tonight. And it's not going to go away, because it'll be sensationalized in the media before long. They'll expose it as something that was covered up to give it drama, and then, oh, here it is. And then they'll start releasing excerpts, and Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, Pfizer pays half his salary, as we found out today, he will do the expose. CNN's ratings will go up for a while, and they're here. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to have a climate change agenda from these fake aliens, and it's going to be able to sell what they're doing, because they know the people aren't buying CBDC. The people aren't buying the climate change cult crap. They're not buying any of this stuff. They know the elections are rigged. People know this. Hey, so what I'm looking at here is they're going to go dramatic. They may even launch some attacks from space.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just to reinforce the concept.
Hey, give me your impressions on this, okay? This guy, Grush. All right. Let me just read this statement. At the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, Grush served as a senior intelligence capabilities interrogation officer. Officer. Cleared at the top secret compartment information level. I was at that level. Okay. And was the agency's senior technical advisor for unidentified aerial phenomena analysis, transmedium issues. From 2016 to 2021, he served with the National Reconnaissance Office as a senior intelligence officer and led the production of the NRO's director's daily briefing. As a GS government employee, okay, Grush was a GS 15. He was a GS 15, and if any of you out there are federal employees, you already know where I'm going with this. A GS 15 is right underneath an SESer. That's your senior executive staff. That is the real deep state. And they say he's the military equivalent of a colonel. That's already automatically incorrect. I was a GS 12 being promoted to a GS 13 before I got out of Homeland Security. That would have made me, at a GS 13 level, a lieutenant colonel. That means a GS 14 is a full bird colonel, and a GS 15 is a one-star general. So they messed that up already. And I say that because they got a completely canned speech of what to say. And you'll hear it here, Dave. Grush has served as an intelligence officer for over 14 years. Here's building credit for him. A veteran of the Air Force, he has numerous awards and decorations for his participation in covert and clandestine operations to advance American security. And then they have this other guy, this Colonel Carl E. Nell, and another guy, Christopher Mellon, who said that this guy is beyond reproach. He's your perfect citizen. Great guy. It's all this big pat me on the back thing for this guy.
It's all set up.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, this whistleblowers don't come with padded resumes.
No.
You never see that.
No. I've personally seen what happens to whistleblowers. Personally seen it. The agency comes after you. You're exposing dirt. That whistleblowing doesn't mean, oh, hey, excuse me, fellow citizen, I found a receipt here where we didn't file a $5 charge, you know, for the honey bun that you bought on your government charge card. So let's get that receipt filed so that the American people know what all we buy. That's not what this was. This guy had top secret material that he was never supposed to have access to, never supposed to leave whatever area he worked at with. And then left said area with said material and said, oh, by the way, hey, boss, I'm going to expose this to the public. Can you write me a good love story so everyone knows that I'm a really great guy? No, man, that's not the way this works. Like, back in the day, this dude had his legs broken for this. Back in the day, this guy would have drove into an explosion if you catch my drift. So we'll see what the mainstream media runs with this. But, I mean, with the NDAA out there, Dave, they could kill this guy. They could kill this guy. He could cause a national panic. What do we do then? I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't like it. I don't like him. I don't like his face. And I don't like this.
I don't either. And I'm glad we exposed it. We did it here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report airing on the Common Sense Show. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, I'm in complete agreement with Doug. I share the skepticism. I've covered a lot of Intel breaking stories, and this has none of the hallmarks. In fact, it has nothing but the BS part of it. All I got to say is, if you want to see what real UFO Intel reporting looks like, that's true whistleblower, look up Bob Lazar, L-A-Z-A-R, and look at what he said. Look at what he went through, and that's what a whistleblower looks like. Bob, we are flat out of time, my friend.
Oh man, we're gonna have to go over this again.
Yeah, we'll hit it. We'll hit it in summary because I know we got other things we need to cover. So, on behalf of my broadcast partner Doug Thornton of American Vindicta, which airs on all the social medias, as well as GS Radio, Global Star Radio Network, same here on my side too. We bid you adieu. Thank you for joining us, and don't be taken in by the BS con artists. Good night, everybody.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.